Exteriors. Okay, it's a sixth-floor walk-up. Three rooms in the front, bathtub in the kitchen, roaches on the walls, a cubbyhole of a John with a stained glass window. The light? They've got light up the butt. It's the tallest building on the block, facing nothing but rooftops and sun. Okay, let's light it for night. I want a spot on that big double bed that takes up most of the room. And a little one on that burlap night table. Okay, now light that work table with all those notebooks and papers and stuff. Good. And put a spot on those pillows made up to look like a couch. Good. Now let's have a nice soft gel on the young man composing his poems or reading at his work table. And another soft one for the young woman standing by the stove killing roaches. Okay. Now backlight the two of them asleep in the big double bed with that blue and white comforter over them. Nice touch. Okay. Now while they're asleep, put a spot on the young woman smiling in that photograph taken on the roof of the building. And on the young man smoking a pipe in that photograph taken in the black rocking chair. And be sure to light the two of them hugging each other in that photograph taken in the park around the corner. Good. Now backlight the young woman as she lifts that enamel counter covering the bathtub and put a little light on him undressing her and a nice soft arc on the two of them nude in the doorway. Nice touch. Now dim the light. He's picking at her. And teasing her. No, take it way down. She looks too anxious and sad. Keep it down. He looks too restless and angry. Down some more. She's just trying to please him. It can stay down. She's just waiting at the window. No, on second thought, kill it. He won't come in before morning. Okay. Now find a nice low level while they're lying without speaking. No, kill it. There's too much silence and pain. Now fog it slightly when he comes back in the evening and keep it dim while they sit on the bed.